Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Since we are at the beginning of December and the countdown to Christmas is officially on, let's start with Martha Stewart's favorite things.
Oh, my. This is always a fun list that you have. You come out and you have the former prison inmate telling you what to buy people for Christmas.
I like how she's kind of reformed her ways where she used to be like a little bit more ostentatious. Now Everything is pretty much under $300.
Yeah. I mean, most of it is under $100.
Yeah.
Which actually, I'm surprised that all of these lists are like this. It's like Martha's favorite coffee blends, a white Christmas tree with a glass clock. It's normal stuff.
Yeah. Like, what happened to Martha Stewart and her outrageous, you know, ideas?
She's just getting too high with Snoop. That's what's happening. All right. And then did you see this story that Johnny Depp is producing a Michael Jackson musical?
About his glove.
As Told by His Glove. That's the title of it.
Is it a children's musical?
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get Tim Burton involved in it either, because that's going to make it extra creepy.
I think this has potential where it could be kind of cute or it could be, like you said, creepy.
It's going to be a fictional version of his life, so maybe he wasn't a bad dude. I don't know. But yeah, I think it's going to be something that's very interesting. I don't know how, again, because it's fictional, how factual it'll be, but it could be pretty good.
Johnny Depp needs to do something.
Yeah.
And Al Roker, this went viral over the weekend. Apparently, you know how Al Roker loves his puns.
Yeah.
And he had a stick of butter that was chasing him around. It was a guy dressed up as a stick of butter for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
And there's and video of it.
The butter was getting too grabby. So the line, "Get out of here, you butter," just went viral. When he said, get out of here, you butter.
You butter?
Apparently that went viral. And now it's like people are using it for everything.
#get out of here. You butter.
It's my time to go too.
96.5 TIC.